Southwest Valley Headman Anthony Donahue joins us as they'll get together for a second time this season with AHSTW. What are some things you're focusing on this week as you prepare for the Vikings?
I think just making sure we get back to fundamentals. This is just an amazing time to be able to get a rematch on your hands with a very good AHST team. We lost our starting quarterback, and credit to AHSTW, what they were able to do offensively, but we definitely feel like we can clean up some tackles and space, making sure that, you do the fundamentals right so you give yourself a chance in the fourth quarter.
They've got some playmakers for sure and can kind of hurt you in a variety of ways. What are some of the biggest concerns when you look at stopping that Viking offense?
I definitely think it starts, and this is a conversation that Coach Harris and I had at our old district meeting as far as, does Luke make Kyle go or does Kyle make Luke go as far as those Sternberg brothers? And I think it's, a testament to both those boys are fantastic athletes. You look at Luke and he's got almost 1,600 yards or over 1,600 yards on the ground, and Kyle's got 1,500 through the air. So I think with Class A football, I definitely think that if you can make a team one-dimensional and stop, one of them, and I think that the focus needs to be on wrapping up, making good tackles, forcing third and longs, I think you're going to give yourself, like I said, a chance in the fourth quarter.
After playing them in the regular season, you guys really went on a roll, kicked things into high gear, and I know personnel maybe had some to do with that, but what were some of the key factors in that four-game win streak you were able to put together?
I always have said sometimes when you take a loss, it can be one of the best things for your team. And I think that we found out really quick what we needed to work on. The fundamentals of making sure that you're a great team, all those things that you work on through August. And we had a good beginning of our season. And sometimes you just get punched in the mouth. You got to make sure you come back out. And I think that we, climbed back up on the horse and were able to, rattle off some wins. I think the win over Madrid on Friday night, coming from behind, really showed our team that we belong. You're one of the top 16 teams in the state of Iowa right now in Class A football, and I think our boys believe that we can hang right there. You had a tough, tough Class A District 7. You've got Mount Air, AHST, and Southwest Valley who have all won, and I think, again, that's a testament to our class and the kind of football that we play down here in Southwest Iowa.
Yeah, good win, and as you said, comeback fashion against Madrid last week. Tell us a little bit more about that first-round victory.
It was a fantastic game. We knew offensively that we were moving the ball. We just had, a fourth and inches where we didn't convert and another drive that we weren't able to convert and made some changes at halftime as far as defensive scheme that limited Madrid on what they were able to do. Got a score right before half to go 14-7 and then came off and rattled off two more touchdowns and played. Really locked down defense. They gave up 14 points in the first half and then none in the second half. So I told the boys at half, you got to score 21 unanswered if you're going to win this football game. They rose up. Defensive, offensive line were just getting enormous pushes on the Madrid squad. And again, like I said, to see them come from behind and truly believe that they wanted to be one of the top 16 teams. And hopefully, like I said, on Friday night, we give ourselves a chance to keep playing football.
Was there a quiet confidence, would you say, in that locker room at halftime? Or did you have some pretty big concerns being down a couple of scores? What was the mode like?
No, it was offensively getting the score right before half, I think, was a big deal for our guys because we got the ball right after half too. And we knew we could drive the ball. And so offensively, we knew we have it. We're able to score points. Don't worry about us. I think defensively, we needed to make some adjustments. They were hitting us with like a speed option. We were having some problems in the first half with that, but we changed a few things. And then after that, I want to give a hats off to Marshall Knapp. He had just an unbelievable game. I think he had 16 tackles and he was kind of that reason that we were able to step up in the second half. And then again, our edge rushers, Robbie Barnes and Devin Greenwalt really came up big, but yeah, definitely a confidence of being able to do it.
Like you said, being in that final 62, a pretty impressive feat. What's this say about your program to be among the elite squads still playing?
Yeah, and back-to-back years being able to win a playoff game after, Corning never been able to do it and Southwest Valley never being able to win a playoff game. So being able to, in the last few years, take these boys, a lot of them played on last year's squad, and then again, replicate that this year and still give yourself a chance. I think that's, again, a testament all to the boys and how hard they work and the time that they put in. throughout the whole season. You know, playoffs start back in August, and we understood that, and we took it one game at a time. And again, I'm so excited to wake up on Monday morning and know that it's playoff week still, and we're not done playing football.
Coach, thanks for your time. Good luck this week.
Always a pleasure. Thank you.